Boudreaux v. Holder, 12-2187. Mr. Cola?
May it please the Court, Counsel. This case, you've just heard another asylum case, one before this, and there's obviously an issue.
This isn't so much asylum as withholding.
It's withholding
removal.
Right. The standard is slightly different. Withholding is much more difficult to obtain than asylum. Mm-hmm. It's a probable standard. There's a more likely than not you would be persecuted as a result. However, the same issue kind of overlaps, and I don't want to comment on the other case, but there's something that overlaps. The board has never specifically defined what persecution is. They've had standards where they refer to what this court has said as far as persecution. In essence, if you are in jail and you get your tooth knocked out, that could be considered persecution. But if you're beaten in custody, that might not be considered persecution. We believe in this case, Mr. Gidro and his family did suffer persecution. They are members of an ethnic minority, an extreme ethnic minority in Albania, the Vlach community. The Vlach have consistently been targeted for persecution in Albania. That is based on the reports that were tendered by Mr. Gidro and Mr. Gidro's actual testimony in court. That persecution started during the communist era, the post-communist era, and even proceeds at this point in time. Mr. Gidro talked about his grandfather being arrested and served a five-year sentence for as little as listening to Greek music and commenting on the type of bread that was available on the market. Mr. Gidro described how the Vlach and him in particular suffered economic, social, educational attacks from the majority Albanian community. This court has held that even economic, targeted economic disadvantage is a possibility for persecution in the case of POP. We also have Mr. Gidro describing his military service. In his military service, he was described how he was forced to do the most demeaning or the most difficult tasks in the military while other ethnic Albanians were treated
differently.
Sounds
like my career in the Army, too.
It probably does, but to this level, if we've taken the whole picture of what transpired with Mr. Gidro and the Vlach community, if there's more of a pattern of what's going on, there's more of a targeting of the Vlach community, there's more of the...
Under the withholding statute, we need a threat to life or freedom, right? Not we don't try to fix all kinds of discrimination.
Correct. And we're not here to fix all discrimination. But in this particular case, we do have targeted threats towards the Vlach community in general, persecution of the Vlach. Many of the Vlach, if you look at the country conditions report, in one report, they document how they had to, in essence, hide that they're Vlach. And if someone accused someone of being of Vlach ethnicity, it was more of a disparaging remark. It was used an attack ploy on attacking them and discriminating them. So we don't necessarily have to have that their lives will be in imminent danger, but that the fact that they are being persecuted and targeted would be enough to justify the granting of withholding or removal.
In your past persecution claim, that's no longer an issue, is it? You didn't respond in your reply brief to the government's view on that. So you've abandoned that issue?
No, we believe that we've argued that in our opening brief, and that argument still carries true.
The government argued you didn't argue it before the BIA, though.
Mm-hmm. As far as past persecution?
Yes.
It was argued, maybe it could have been argued more eloquently, but I believe it's stated in there as far as past persecution. There was past persecution in this case. We went through the factual basis of what transpired to Mr. Gidro, the fact that he was attacked by a member of the Democratic Party when he returned one time to Albania, the fact that he tried to report that to the police department, and the police department, which was 99% Albanian at that time and still is, refused to even document that incident. Now, is this a case where Mr. Gidro was repeatedly beaten or repeatedly tortured? No, we're not going to make that claim. But we are making a claim that there's a risk to his life in the future. There's a risk to the persecution that he will suffer by being a member of this ethnic community, and he can't escape being a member of that ethnic community.
Now, the Albanian government issued and renewed a passport for him and didn't prevent him from leaving the country, right?
Correct. But we would argue that's not an indication of that he's protected by the Albanian government. In essence, the Albanian government could be encouraging these people to leave the country. So the fact that they give him passports and tell him you're free to leave is also a reflection of persecution. And it could be argued because they would say we want you to leave. They want to facilitate their departure. And I don't think this court has ever held that the issuance of a passport per se shows that you're being protected by the government. It could also show that you're not being protected, but you're being encouraged to leave.
Would you like to save your last minute?
Yes, I would. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Ms. Wright, Lopez Wright.
Good morning. May it please the Court, my name is Jocelyn Wright. I'm here on behalf of Respondent, the United States Attorney General. Let me first address the past persecution argument and the government's position is the Board specifically ruled that past persecution was not appealed while the case was before it. And in our brief, we argued that because petitioner hasn't challenged the Board's ruling that he waived the issue of past persecution, that issue is not properly before the Court. Looking to the well-founded, I'm sorry, the clear probability of future persecution that underlies his claim for withholding of removal, petitioner cites to the country conditions reports, and he says that the VLA is a pejorative term. From what I can tell from my reading of the record, the only document that would support that type of assertion is the Wikipedia article. And in that one, I think that's at AR 396 to 399, and it says is that VLA may sometimes use as a pejorative term to refer to a shepherding community, a tradition of shepherding that was among the certain parts of the population. Now, with respect to the report that he refers to regarding that the VLA tend to hide their ethnicity, I believe that's the Albanian Aromanians Awakening report, and that's also at 401 to 431 in the record. And in that case, actually, the report argues that there are two types of VLAs, the VLAs that identify with the Greeks and the VLAs that identify with the Aromanians. And in that case, the person who wrote the report was simply arguing that the VLA Aromanians were using their flexibility of identifying themselves as VLA Aromanians in order to take advantage or as a pragmatic approach, a pragmatic strategy in response to the political transition and globalization in Albania. That's all it said. It didn't say anything. It didn't go so far as to say the VLAs were hiding their ethnicity. And, in fact, there is some lack of clarity in the record as to whether or not he is a VLA. I assume he's a Greek VLA, or what they call the Albanian VLAs. One of the reports also tried to explain that the people who tend to identify with the Greek government were called Albanian VLAs, whereas the people who tended to identify with the Aromanians were called Aromanian VLAs. But in any event, the State Department reports in the record specifically say that during the communist rule, all Albanians suffered under the communist rule, not just VLAs. And so in fact, it's one of the reports specifically say that the VLA minority suffered less cultural repression under communism than did the Greek culture. And the Greeks and VLAs are officially recognized as minorities today in Albania. And so our position and the board's opinion is that there is no clear probability. Petitioner has not established a clear probability of persecution based on his VLA ethnicity should he be returned to Albania. We also note that petitioner's wife is also identified as a VLA. She did not testify during the hearing to corroborate any of his testimony regarding treatment of VLAs in Albania post-communism or during communism. And so he apparently has family and siblings still remaining in Albania, and there's no indication in the record that they have been discriminated against or that they have suffered any harm during their stay in Albania. Unless the Court has any further questions, we ask the petition for review be denied.
Thank you. Thank you. How much time for Mr. Cola? 1 minute, Mr. Cola.
Thank you again. We ask you just to look at the complete record as far as what's transpired with the VLA and the fact that it is likely they will be targeted and Mr. Gida will be targeted for being a member of the VLA community. And we just ask you to consider our brief. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Thank you to both counsel. We'll take the case under